Hey, and welcome back to day 29 of Napod Pomo. We're right at the very end. Very exciting. Thank you if you've been listening to all 29 episodes and being with me on this very long, very tiresome journey. As you can tell, my voice is a little bit better today. Hopefully we're on the mend. So what shall we talk about today? Today we shall talk about stupid drivers. Yes, stupid drivers. Monday night driving home, I had somebody flick their high beams on as they were 2 feet in front of me. Flick their high beams on at me. I do not usually drive with high beams on at all unless it's stupid dark or something stupid going on the roads. Yeah, very rude. I've had drivers driving with their high beams on and not turning them off till they're within 10 feet of my car or closer. Just back road people, drivers seem to be really stupid lately. Tonight, I was driving home on Sebastopol Road, which only the locals will know exactly which road this is. The block that is between the first road after Highway 59, after you leave town, and the next road. So I'm coming towards this last road, and for probably the previous 2-3 kilometers, there's been a car getting closer and closer and closer behind me, driving with their high beams on. They get to within probably 20 feet of my car and are still driving with their high beams on. I am now being completely blinded from behind. I flipped the little notch on the underside of the mirror so it flips it to the night vision. It dulls the brightness a little, but there's enough light coming back through the mirror that my face is illuminated. It is ridiculous. So I turn my car lights completely off and back on. Oh, they go about 30 seconds later, they turn their high beams off. And as there, we cross this intersection to go into the next block, they put their turn signal on and then flip their high beams back on. Flip their high beams back before they even turn into their driveway. Like, I understand your driveway may not have lights, but could you wait till you make the turn? Get your beams directed away from me? So, I don't know what it is today, but stupid drivers seem to abound. My husband was driving to school this morning, and practically got cut off by two cars, had to jump on the brakes, almost put the car into the ditch and write the car off because two people turned in front of him when they clearly did not have enough time to get in front of him. It's just absolute stupid ridiculousness today. And then when I get to work today and park the car, they've repainted the lines in the parking lot where we tend to park because it's free parking, and this video will be up on my People Parking Poorly shortly. Cars parked over the line in the parking spot. Like, there's plenty of space on both sides of them. Now, granted, if you're in a full-size pickup truck that's meant for farming and hauling heavy loads, these parking spots are a little squishy for you. But this was a, like, small family-sized car, so it was ridiculous. I really don't know what's with people and driving stupidly and parking so poorly, but it seems to be getting worse. Standing at work, looking into the parking lot behind work, and there were people parked over the lines on angles. It was just ridiculous. It was like something was in the air today and just people forgot how to drive or park or any of that. Anyways, let's get to some music today. I'm going to play a track by a group called Study Break. They are from the USA. They are an electric acoustic duo consisting of Jake Hare on vocals and guitar and Jeremy Est's, I think, production and guitar. Apparently when they started doing these recordings, they were both students at the University of Chicago, and they like to make music when they're not studying. And it's an interesting little kind of poppy acoustic-y sounding song called Yes or No. So if you enjoy their stuff, go check them out on Jamendo. They've also got a webpage called studybreakmusic.wix.com/breaktime. And they're also on Facebook and Twitter. So if you enjoy this track, go check them out. Grab some of the music from Jamendo. Give them some feedback. Let them know you like their stuff. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you for show 30 tomorrow. Ciao.
Told me not to worry. You said that we could pick up where we left off, but all that I could think of are your eyes so blue, your hair so soft. Know that if I keep living in the past, I'll never really make it back, or never get to hold you how I meant to.
I'm saying hey, hey, won't you let me sing a song about never letting go? I'm saying hey, 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 won't you let me love you? Just give me a yes or no. Just give me a yes or no. Won't you let me, won't you let me love you? Just give me a yes or no. I know it's been a while now. You're taking off in parts I've never heard of. I'm trying to figure out how I can show you now. How I've been running out of things to think about. Between my dreams of you and me, I'm saying hey, hey, hey. Won't you let me sing a song about never letting go? I'm saying hey, won't you let me love you? Just give me a yes or no.